listeners.
Listeners, beware.
I fucked it up. I said too early.
That's not a surprise. I get those goosebumps every time. Yeah, something. Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar. It's a good song.
I'm sure it is. I don't know what you're talking about.
It might not
though.
Be as good as that Goosebumps theme song, though.
Nothing's as good as that Goosebumps theme song. Because it's that time of the year, my dude.
It is.
It's that time of the year for us to come back twice for the second time this year.
Well, I mean, podcasts, we do our own thing. This is our second shot at our second season. And it's all on brand. So It's all good.
If nothing else, we are loyal to our brand.
Yes.
And we are consistent with it, if not the show itself.
Yeah, it's very consistent. There's obviously been no break in like canon or anything like
right,
that.
Right. If you're stockpiling this, it all happened at the same time.
Oh yeah, and we're
like if you're listening like a year later or something.
Yeah, and we're very organized. Also, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are thoroughly researched. We definitely know what we're talking about.
Check.
It's not just a show about Vin Diesel.
Check.
or us complaining about what Kanye's doing and making it hard to be a fan of him.
Check.
It's not about. Me making accidental racist comments towards you.
Check. No, that's on brand.
No, they're purposeful racist comments.
Yeah. That's why when you said spooky rap song, I thought you were like trying to make a black joke or something. And I was like, George, whoa. Not all rappers are black.
Mm.
Not all spooks, George. Can knock it off.
Spooky rap song.
Eminem is white.
Do you want to talk about that Eminem album?
I liked it.
I know you did.
Most of it. There was a bunch of songs that were kind of crap, but
yeah, I think there was like there were like I don't know what like I'd say there's like three or four songs I liked.
I liked the Venom song, Venom,
where he just says Venom, 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 like it's a fucking motorcycle.
Venom.
That okay. So
I love it.
Full disclosure: we are recording this before Venom comes out, like a few days before Venom comes out. And I'm not looking forward to it. I cannot believe it's almost like a parody that Eminem is doing a song for a Venom movie.
Right?
It's so absurd. Like I remember someone making a joke about it last month, and then it actually happened. And I was like, I don't like Donald Trump is president, and Eminem's doing a song for Venom. Like I don't know what's happening anymore.
I mean, it kind of makes sense for him a little bit. Like,
oh, it 100% makes sense. But it also makes sense in the sense of like. Why not just get ICP? Why not just get, like, it's just, you know, like...
This is making me think, like, now, is Eddie Brock in blackface when he has the symbiote?
I mean, yes.
Kind of is,
he's just
right?
embracing his blackness, man.
Yeah.
That's Tom Hardy, man. He knows the streets.
What if, like, the first line of the movie when he gets the symbiote on is, we are Venom, nigga.
We are black on the inside.
I hope
we can say that word.
We can.
Symbiote lives matter. Except for Carnage. He sucks.
Symbiotic relationships matter.
Carnage sucks butts.
That would be, I hope at the very end of the movie, like the post-credit sequence is Eminem performing Venom until like this red symbiote like falls on his back.
He
becomes Carnage for the whole second movie.
So he does all of that. He performs the Venom song as Carnage with Elton John. Just so he likes gay people. I was thinking
Elton
about that.
John as Null.
So do you remember in like what was it like 2001 when for like the MTV Music Awards, like Eminem played with Elton John. And people made that such a big deal. It's like, no, like, he likes gay people. He played with Elton John. Like, Elton John is the spokesperson for gay people.
He's not.
It's like, first of all, Elton John fucking rules, regardless of what his sexual orientation is.
True.
And, like, just because you play with Elton John doesn't make you cool with gay people. Like, I don't know. Like,
And he also, like, had that relationship with that dude Stan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he's okay with gay people. No, he's very immature how he goes about it. I'll be serious here. He's super immature and still is, which I think is why he's still able to rap at 40. Like, I feel like if I got to 40, it would just feel weird.
Right.
But, like, for him, like, I'm most impressed by the lyrical ability of...
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that he's talented. I just think that he hasn't grown...
He rarely
in any sort of maturity in the last 20 years.
He rarely writes a catchy song, like, anymore.
Right. And that, like, that,
or
what's
like
that,
anyone with, like, a ton of vision.
What's that single that came off this new album? It was, like, Lose something, or...
Lucky You.
Lucky You. Lucky You. Like, that song is really good.
It's a good song.
But it's mostly because, one, he doesn't sound like Eminem on that album, or on that track.
Which is him growing, I think, a little bit.
For sure.
He's changed.
But the other guy on the track is... far better.
He's really good, and I'm not usually into him. What's his face?
I don't know.
I'm totally blanking on his name right now, but he's really, really good. And the video was creative.
I didn't see the video.
So, I don't know. I think I look at Eminem like in the same way as I look at like a comedian dropping offensive words on stage. Like,
yeah, but he's a comedian I would never want to see.
Exactly.
Like I guess, yeah, kind of. I guess you could see him as like a Joe Rogan type.
And maybe it's just been more fostered by the hip-hop community, because the hip-hop community has always been like pretty homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I don't think he is genuine when he talks that way, but he, at the same time, it's immature and offensive.
I think my biggest problem is, like, all of that aside, because it's like, it's Eminem, what do you expect at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Is just like, there's no real self-reflection in what he does. Like, the song, he has that song where it's like, you know, all these women keep cheating on me. It's because I cheat on them first and we treat it like a competition. I don't know. Maybe that says something about myself. It's like, yeah, maybe it does fucking does. I'm like, no shit. Like, stop fucking cheating on people and treating relationships like competitions. Like, and there's that other song where
he's very competitive. He does play a lot of Donkey Kong, so... He was very obsessed with getting that high score.
Is he the Billy, what's his name, from King of Kong, yeah, where he very clearly cheated?
George, quit dropping racial slurs.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. I don't know. I just like, in that song where he like tries to apologize to D12, everyone in D12, it's like, sorry, I just want to say I didn't mean to use you as a stepping stone because I might come across you sometime again. It's not an actual apology. It's just like, well, you know, just cover my bases here.
It's the best song of the worst songs on the album.
I don't know, man. That beat is terrible.
Yeah, it
is. I didn't mean to use you as my stepping stone.
Well, you know, I like the what was the one, we have nothing in that's how much we have in common. With Royce da 5'9", when he's just like making fun of mumble rap, he's making fun of egos at the beginning, and he's just like raindrop, K-Fed.
It was funny.
Icebox.
It was funny for a minute, and then like the entire album does that, where it's like, I don't understand mumble rap. Get off my lawn. Why didn't you like my last album? It was garbage. Why didn't you like it?
But he does it in that song, and he nails it better than most people can do.
True, and I'm like, again, that's like, he's talented. Right. But it's just, you know.
He's the spookiest rapper.
I mean, he does the chainsaw thing, or used to.
I'm going
to
kill you and murder you, something and conceal you, and something hide you with murder material in my cereal box on top of my stereo or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. He's Venom coming out.
Yeah, that was a long way to go to get to Halloween, because I accidentally brought up Eminem.
And... this all started because of Venom, and I have actually, like, it perfectly transitions, I think, because the first episode of Goosebumps, it's kind of reminiscent of the symbiote.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Goosebumps today, because I suggested, I wanted to do a Halloween thing since we're back, and I didn't want to not, I didn't want to miss our opportunity to at least... indulge a little bit on some spookiness.
Oh yeah.
So I was trying to think pretty hard on what we could do, and it was like trying to think of something that's a little like goofier, that is a little
something.
Well, it's just like it's I wouldn't say it's misunderstood, but it's
like an innate humor to it,
right? And I think like so like Goosebumps was a big one for me, and like the first like you're talking about like the first episode, The Haunted Mask. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're right. I actually didn't even think about that, if it being kind of like a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's not really, when you rewatch it, it's more parasitic. I don't know. It's like I've been rewatching all of these episodes like in the last few months, honestly. Like I've just been trying to, like, it's been getting me in the mood.
Yeah.
For Halloween, like I like the way people start Christmas shopping in like October now. I'm like, well, I'm just gonna start watching Goosebumps in February. Like, but I rewatched The Haunted Mask because what we watched today in kind of preparation for this was The Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
Yes, I remember that book too.
Yeah, and The Girl Who Cried Monster, okay. Which I didn't even realize when we were going through it or. So it's A Haunted Mask is the first episode, first two episodes.
Yeah.
And Cuckoo Clock of Doom is the third episode, and Girl Who Cried Monster is the fourth.
Okay.
That was just completely by accident. But this was like my big intro to horror, I think, more so than I think anything else.
Really?
Ever?
You watched this before you watched like any like horror movies like Gremlins or anything like that?
Never saw Gremlins until I was like in my 20s actually.
Oh wow.
That one just kind of passed me by when I was a kid. Huh. Like kid horror movies, there wasn't many. Like I mean Gremlins is like the one, right? Like I can't think of many others. There's some like spooky.
I'm sure some will come up as we talk through this, but
right.
Like kids horror was like a really big thing for a while, like
in the 90s for sure,
way more than it is today, like mm-hmm. You had like this and like Are You Afraid of the Dark,
all the anthology horror anthology in the 90s, like late 80s early 90s was huge because like Tales from the Crypt kicked all of this off, and they even made like a kids version of Tales from the Crypt for like five episodes. It was like nothing.
Yeah.
But I had very strong memories of The Crypt Keeper, knowing that I've never seen a Tales from the Crypt episode until I was like, 16 or whatever it was. But I couldn't think of it, and it was like an animated series or whatever. Because it was Goosebumps and the animated show, this like claymation animated show on Saturday mornings called Bump in the Night.
I remember that. Yeah.
They were like monsters under the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like, those were like my two really big
ones.
Was
that a book series as well?
I don't think so. Maybe it was. I'll look that up.
Yeah.
But that was like really big. And I was like really, really into monsters.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time after that. Like, I want to get into your. I'll go onto my whole tangent in a little bit, but what's your relationship with Goosebumps in general?
I was a big fan of the books as a kid. I was always like kind of a scaredy cat when I was a kid, and like didn't watch like I would be afraid by like Jurassic Park and stuff, mm-hmm. and like. But those, I mean, I guess are scarier because they're a little bit more like. They seem realistic and bigger production, but for some reason, I always like I was afraid to go in the basement, like everything.
Because I don't go in the basement.
Well, it was also because we used to play a game called People Under the Stairs, so I always thought there was people under the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And so I read the Goosebumps books. I especially liked the like choose your own adventure ones. Like there was
because you could find the ones where you can just like choose for them to die and be like, well, I read a book. It was only two pages, but I read a whole book.
All done. I was such a nerd that I read through every possible outcome. I wanted to see every storyline, every universe.
Oh, I got
and,
it. Yeah.
Like there was one where you like sold your soul to the devil so you could like dunk a basketball or something, and I related to that.
I vaguely remember that one. I don't know if I ever read it, but I definitely remember the cover.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe I don't.
I was trying to look it up earlier, and I forgot to actually specifically look it up.
So there were a lot. Like, cover, I think there was... I'm going to look up how many, but there was over 100 of just Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. There's a million of these books, and, like, there'd always be, like, a new one at the Scholastic Book Fair, and I had a few Book It...
Right.
Tickets saved up or whatever they were.
Well, and they were quick reads, too. Like, yeah. They were usually about, like, less than 100 pages, maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, exciting. Big font. Yeah, and it was pulpy, and it was weird.
Yeah.
And, like, you got it because it wasn't pandering, but mm-hmm. it was definitely, like, it knew its audience.
Yeah.
And it was the kind of series that made it, for someone like me who, like, had really bad ADD when I was a kid. I mean, not to say that I don't now, but, like, it makes it... Like, even now, I have a hard time, like, focusing on a book.
Oh, yeah.
I'm way better than I was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's easier for me to read graphic novels and stuff like that. So pictures. I have more... Yeah, I have more to follow with. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just a visual learner.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like, so you don't read Braille?
I mean, I can see the Braille.
Yeah.
No, but Goosebumps was kind of my introduction to books.
Okay.
And
it was your introduction to books and horror all at the same time.
Well, that's I'm not saying I never read a book before, but it was that jump into big books or real books.
Okay.
You know, like reading fucking
like a chapter
spot
book.
Yeah, yeah,
book.
Exactly. Yeah. Like and Animorphs were like the two big
Animorphs.
Ones.
Yeah, I was big on Animorphs.
Sorry, I'm looking. I'm trying to find the how many Goosebumps books there were. But yeah, I remember reading all of these, and I didn't read all of them. I probably read like 7 or 8, but I was like really, really into the show.
Okay,
and it scared the fuck out of me. Like, I knew it was kind of goofy and fake, sort of. But there was something about this whole aesthetic of there was no real moral to any of these, you know, there was some of them were a little bit of a be careful what you wish for kind of thing, like Twilight Zone-y.
Yeah.
But overall they weren't like trying to teach you anything. They were just there to scare you and have fun and show you some kind of gross stuff and then get out of here.
Right.
And that's exactly what I wanted, 'cause it's just candy.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with candy? Our candy's fucking great. You can't have it for dinner all
except
the time.
Except for black licorice.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not doing that ever again.
Yeah.
Tracy.
There's an example of our continuity of our show, just for all the new listeners out there.
There were 231 Goosebumps books.
Wow.
I don't know if they're he continued or restarted some of these or what, but...
I saw there was 70-something episodes of the show.
Yeah, there is something like that. I don't even know if they have all of the series on Netflix. I think they do. I mean, it seemed like they did. But because it's all jumbled and out of order, so I don't really know what the situation was. But because everyone always talked about Are You Afraid of the Dark as being the superior show. And I never, I didn't have cable, so I was never able to really watch it.
I watched that a lot, too. That one, I think, was scarier than Goosebumps for me.
There were moments. I definitely remember one specifically where the Maury twins, T and Tamara Maury, were on an episode. I don't even know why I remember this one of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it was one of the only ones I saw. But they were, trapped in a dollhouse or something like that.
I think I remember that one.
And, I always found that one really creepy. I think mostly because I had a real deep fear of inanimate objects coming to life when I was a kid.
Okay.
Dummies and stuff. I saw a clip from Child's Play or Child's Play 2 when I was a kid, and it just fucked me up. And Night of the Living Dummy was just their Child's Play ripoff.
Yeah.
I have a very, very distinct memory of inviting a friend over to watch Goosebumps. Well, it was so that every day after school, it was Batman the Animated Series and then Goosebumps and then The Simpsons.
Oh, shit.
I have my TV schedule planned out like crazy.
Not a bad block.
Yeah, so I just invited my friend over. Like, we'll watch some Batman. We'll watch some Goosebumps. And Batman comes on.
Goosebumps and chill.
Exactly. We fucked. We were eight.
Damn. Maybe you were actually like...
The 90s were a weird time.
Maybe you were really old and you were just stuck in a time warp, though.
It's true. Maybe I just turned around a cuckoo clock. I remember doing that, too. Fuck. That just came back to me. I did turn around a cuckoo clock's head once. Just to see what would happen.
Because
I don't learn things from a show that has no morals.
I ate prune cookies once to see if it would make me older, and all I did was shit my pants.
I don't believe that prune cookies exist. I don't believe for a second that anyone... You actually ate a prune cookie.
I'd made that up, but just for the joke of shitting my pants. But
I feel like if nothing else, the prunes would probably just like... Well, if raisins don't get destroyed and cook in the oven, I don't know. That just sounds... Because they're just big raisins. But they're gross. I don't understand that. But I don't believe for a second that those exist.
They're big raisin prunes?
Well, I don't believe in prunes. fucking prove that. I don't see them in front of me. I don't believe them. You know, prove prunes exist. Hashtag prove prunes. That's a weird one that everybody remembers.
Yeah.
I don't understand why everybody remembers that one.
I think it's just
one.
How weird... It's just like, I don't know, because every kid like fantasizes about getting older like all the time. Like, I wish I was older, blah, blah, blah. I want to be older.
I wish I were balder. I wish I was taller.
I wish I were balder. I wish I ate prunes to make me shit in my pants.
I like that rhyme scheme.
Yeah, it's pretty advanced. I listen to Eminem.
shit in your pants because it's very advanced.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm good at rap.
The student has passed the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do a freestyle spooky rap at the end of this episode? Is this going to happen?
Let me find a beat.
Over that Goosebumps beat?
Or the Tales from the Crypt theme song? Or...
I'll
try and find a beat.
Or the same beat I already made that we did for the mumble rap episode.
I'll see if I have it in the drive. Listen. Keep talking.
That'll be later, though, but... What even was I?
You were talking about the prune episode.
The prune.
Why,
oh, yeah.
Why that one's like the one.
Because kids fantasize about wanting to be older. Like, it's just like I always thought about when I was a kid about like being older and like being able to just like cruise my car around and be like, do whatever I want to do, gosh. And like.
Right. And that's kind of like the Cuckoo Clock of Doom one, too. Like.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like that feeling of helplessness as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I think they do nail that. Part of it is of like the frustrations of being a kid, even though it's wildly dramatized.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like the tormented sister or the tormented brother, because it's always they're always like kids with bad relationships with their brother or sibling or whatever.
That one ended kind of fucked up because
Cuckoo Clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
like,
it's definitely like fuck this kid.
The sister's still like fucking dead. Like
she's not dead. She just never existed.
Oh, she never existed even in the first place. But he has the memory of her, which does that mean she still did exist in a universe
right,
somewhere?
Right, it's a source code situation.
Yeah.
Like every unit's a multiverse.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then the kid just like, kind of like, I should do that.
Someday.
One of these days. Yeah.
Yeah,
sister's never coming back.
Again, that's kind of why I like, because it always had that big twist at the end. It was always some dumb like, pull the rug out from under you twist.
Yeah.
That 90% of the time you could see coming.
Like the blob.
The blob that ate everybody? The blob that ate everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. I rewatched those two the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like... It's,
I remember that one.
Yeah, because it's like... That one's a weird one because like the first one ends setting up the second one. And the second one's like starts immediately after the first one. But they were different episodes. It wasn't like a two-parter, and I don't believe they aired like back to back.
Really?
And the second one's way better because the second one takes place on an airplane, and like it's just like all these kids, like the bull. There's like a bully that helps him out. I think he has a leather jacket. Like that one fucking rules. I love how like when you're a kid, you don't know what the blob is.
Mm-mm.
So when you read the blob that ate everything. Like, you're just like, what is this? This is all new. And, like, you know, when you're an adult, you're like, oh, that's just, you know, child's play. Or that's just the blob. Or, you know, that's just whatever.
Or that's just the mask starring Jim Carrey.
Well, that's what, like, the mask The Haunted Mask is one of the few, like, relatively original stories that they have.
Yeah, and I mean, they also, that story of a mask, like, taking people over is nothing new.
It's just
a timeless story.
Right, but it's not, like, strictly ripping off something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like a lot of these just rip off, you know, like...
Cashing in on.
Yeah. Right, and it's, I mean, it's fine. That's exactly what they're... I don't think he has any pretense to otherwise, you know, like, I don't think
he's used in every kid's programming.
Right. Honestly. And it's, yeah, of course. Like, but I just, I don't know. There's something about R.L. Stine that's so, like, goofy that I just can't help but love. Like, he's like if he looks like Stephen King, but if you had, like, dirt in your eyes and you had to squint a lot, and you're like, yeah, I guess that's Stephen King. And that's, like, I feel like the perfect analogy for his writing, too. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's kind of Stephen King-y if you, like, squint.
Like, I've got dirt in my eyes, but I'm going to read this book, goddammit.
Because I know he did try to write books for adults for a minute.
Didn't do so well?
Yeah, I think it was just people just didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, not even the nostalgia factor could really get people to come into it. But which is a bummer, because I feel like he knows what lane he's in, and he's staying in it.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part. But it's like, I would love to see someone like Stephen King write a children's book or a children's horror book.
Yeah.
I don't think he could do it because that's the type of writing that's just his style of writing is not conducive to a child.
Everybody has people can kind of sometimes be versatile in their writing, but a lot of times it's not going to be as good as their forte.
Or like J.K. Rowling doing that, she was under that pseudonym for a minute. It was like a murder mystery or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I heard was like, yeah, it's fine. And then she just went right back to Harry Potter again, or the Harry Potter universe.
Yeah.
Prequels,
sequels.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them coming out in November. Don't miss it. Or do. Who cares?
I watched the first one. I didn't hate it, but I kind of was uninterested.
Yeah. I just can't believe they traded down from Colin Farrell to Johnny Depp. I just don't understand what the point of that was. Like, you have Colin Farrell. Just keep Colin Farrell. Like, he's Colin Farrell.
Well, he wasn't. Colin Farrell wasn't Grindelwald.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
He was a like in disguise. He was Grindelwald.
Oh, that is how it happened. Yeah.
Because then, like, the big turnaround is it's fucking albino Johnny Depp. And you're just like, what the fuck?
I forgot about that.
Like, yeah. Sorry. Spoilers for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, I guess.
It's history. It's Hogwarts history.
Right.
Read your textbooks.
Yeah. The biggest problem with that movie, I think, is I just don't care about any of the animal stuff. But I don't care about the namesake of the movie. Where were we? Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Did you watch the show a lot? I know you said you watched, like...
I had to refresh my memory and go back and look at a lot of the books and what the episodes were. And I slowly remembered that I did watch it a lot. Because I couldn't keep straight in my head what was Are You Afraid in the Dark sometimes or Goosebumps. And then I did remember, oh yeah, Goosebumps was a little goofier.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it was always like... it was just campy and pulpy.
Yeah. Goosebumps was the one I could watch more often because it wasn't as scary. Like, as soon as that fucking title screen hit for Are You Afraid of the Dark, like, I was scared. Like, I would turn it off sometime. Yeah, like, with, like, the swing set and the dark and, like, just freaky. It's like a skateboard in the attic.
Let me see. I think I found a rap beat. We'll test it out. A little ambient.
It sounds like that Eminem Lucky You song.
It does sound like the opening of like every Eminem song where he gets mad. Sometimes I just want to talk about how you guys don't get me. I think it's my turn to talk about you and how I don't get you. What? I'm spooky. Spooky boy. Spooky Eminem.
Now I don't get you. What? Spooky, spooky boy. Spooky, spooky boy, happy Halloween, here's some M&M's.
Eminem, Eminem, Seminem, Semen, Semen, Meemen, Meemen, Mothlamp,
Skittles, titties, bitties, biddles, nipples, Skittles, pets, candy pets, in the bowl, pets. Y'all.
Ooh, like that pussy candy.
I got some candy for your cats, too. And maybe some for your dogs. That's what pussy candy is. It's candy for cats. It's candy for cats. What you think about that? What? Pussy candy, y'all. It's not a bad reference. I'm just talking about cats.
Black cats, white cats, gray cats, red cats. I like the cats the most. They're fat. I like that's fat. Fat as in good. Like it in the butt. Cause I do it.
Spooky, spooky boy. Spooky, spooky boys. We're some spooky, spooky boys. And we're making spooky noise. And we're making spooky toys. And we got spooky... spooky ooze, like spooky booze. Who the fuck are you? You're a ghost. You like it in a butt. You're a gay ghost. I think that's a Nick Swartzen joke.
I don't think we should be talking about people like that. Sexual orientation is everyone's personal thing. Don't talk about gay ghosts like that. Talk about gay ghost. No, don't do that in my pod or on pod, because you my co-host. It's a joint effort. This is meandering. I don't know why I'm in a time loop. Goosebumps.
I'm Eminem. This is Eminem, and now I'm reformed because George told me how to treat people like people that have orange sweaters. Yeah, because they're nice people. Because they're wearing sweaters. A sweater. Just think of every person like they're wearing an orange sweater. Like orange a jack-o'-lantern sweaters. Halloween sweater. Everybody's nice, orange everybody's sweaters. Wetter, everybody's sweatier. Because they're wearing a sweater and it's still hot. It's October and it's still hot. Yo, sweating in the sweater. This rap can't get no better because you know that now I respect gay people.
I can't believe we got that at the end of the beat.
That worked out perfectly.
I didn't pause that or anything. That's just how it worked.
I'm very proud of us after that. That was good stuff. That was really good stuff.
I guess you guys... I got to get this one because it's got a scary clown and says hard, scary, / horror rap beat.
Let's listen to it, but I think we should go out on top.
Yeah, no.
All right, already very cool. This is the ICP rap.
Yeah, right.
The ICP rap right after the Eminem rap.
Hard, scary. Very scary. Okay, this shit bugs me. Like,
yeah, no,
so
this is,
that's something I want to go off on for a second. It's like what people find quote unquote scary in like the like haunted house bullshit. Like,
yeah,
it's always just like clowns with chainsaws. Like, oh, it's a fucking spinning little toy music box thing. It's like, oh, it's scary because it's supposed to be innocent, but there's no actual like build up or like thing that makes that thing scary.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh, that's supposed to be inherently scary because people were told it's scary. It's like,
yeah,
well, no, like you watch the fucking Sixth Sense and like just regular hallways are scary.
Yeah,
like you watch like I don't know, like even The Conjuring.
Yeah,
The Conjuring does it, but it sets up certain things as being scary.
You got to like put a shot of something in like a normal situation and like have like a brief like kind of like linger on it, I feel like, and then
right,
like
and
go
well,
back to it at a scarier setting.
Like if you if you're just like setting up, you're like, oh, I'm trying to set this atmosphere and stuff like that, and all you do is just play a toy box,
yeah,
and just like, oh, it's just playing. Why is it playing? I don't know. Maybe a ghost played it. It's like,
yeah,
well, that's not scary. It's
yeah,
just an object that is there. Like if you're afraid of clowns naturally, fine. I'm afraid of spiders, but I don't freak out every time I see a spider on
yeah,
the screen. Like we watched a Goosebumps episode with a bunch of spiders and it was really gross that he kept holding it. It was less gross when he was eating it. Well, it was kind of gross still, but like there, what was gross about it was, okay, so that's actually
what was gross about it was the noises he was making while
right,
he was eating.
Right, because the whole monster thing in that episode, fucking great.
Yeah,
like
hilarious.
Even now as an adult, that episode is like still really good because there's some really funny stuff in
it's
like
so
genuinely funny.
Yeah.
Like when he shows up to her doorstep,
yeah,
And she's like, my parents aren't home. I mean, they're on their way. I mean, they're, Dad, are you polishing your rifle still?
So yeah.
It's like, that's really funny.
That was really good. She did, she was a pretty good performer, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, for a Goosebumps yeah. episode, yeah, she does really well. Like, I think Carly, the girl who plays Carly Beth in Haunted Mask is
yeah,
far
that's,
and away the best.
That's what I wanted to bring up, too, is, like, you were talking about the subtle things being scary. Like, that episode, just, like, she does a great job of just, like, bringing you into, like, her uneasiness, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah, you get her. You get Carly Beth is far and away, at least the television version, the best character he's ever written or he's ever created. Like, she, you get, like, Haunted Mask 100% is the best episode,
yeah.
best story of Goosebumps.
Okay, yeah.
In terms of the television show, at least.
I'd probably agree. It's the most memorable.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's genuinely creepy at times. It's also very, like, goofy and, like,
yeah.
like the production value is not great.
Mm-hmm.
But that mask rules.
Yeah.
I still want to buy a copy of that mask or a version of that mask because, but I won't do it until I can get that Carly Beth head that she goes. Yeah, you got
to
put the put it on a stick.
Oh
you
yeah,
wear the black robe and you look like the
yeah.
mask. But like what she does with her voice when the mask is on is impressive.
Yeah.
Like and
Eddie Brock.
Like, yeah, yeah,
Tom
exactly.
Hardy takes some tips.
I guess we're gonna like Venom now.
yeah.
Just. You're making me come around on him. I guess I like Eminem as well.
I guess we'll find out 2 weeks ago when our review episode
right.
comes out.
but I don't know. I just really I really liked that second episode, The Girl Who Cried Monster. I like that guy who played the monster. Like
yeah.
he really hammed it up.
Yeah,
he knew exactly what he was in. And he looks like what's his name from the X-Files? Oh God, Skinner. He looks like Skinner in
okay.
the X-Files. But like the low, like the dime store version of him. I mean, the ending is so unbelievably stupid. You can't not love it.
Oh yeah.
Like it comes out of nowhere that they're just, oh, they're all monsters. Well, even she knew she was a monster.
Yeah.
And then there's just like a kid with a mask outside. Just like, oh, I'm just watching. I'm just going to, like,
they hide their fangs real quick. Like,
right.
When he,
I feel like that's like the best mission statement for this entire show is like that's that shows exactly what this show it knows exactly what it is at that point.
Yeah.
Like it's goofy and it's supposed to be funny and kind of supposed to be I don't want to say kind of supposed to be bad because I don't think anything's intentionally being bad. I think it's just supposed to be campy.
Yeah.
But and the fact that it's all shot in Canada and then, like I was telling you, we didn't watch the episode, but there's a swamp monster episode where they're all in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
And they all just have Canadian accents, but they're all, like, born and raised in Louisiana. I'm just like, I can't even begin to start with this episode. Like, oh, and the monster is like, he's like
we're down in the bayou.
Yeah, down by the swampy.
Down by the swampy.
But the monster in that one is just like this big hulking like rubber suit like gooey like chicken man like he's just like there's no feathers it's just a long neck with like a bird like head and like the way they kill it is by feeding it really hot chili.
What?
It's so nuts. And it's the best.
That's like what kind of what Kyle Wirtz did to us in an episode of our podcast last year.
Well, that was just really bad chili. There was a difference.
It was a little lukewarm, honestly.
Yeah, it was also the middle of August. But,
I love just that it doesn't take itself too seriously. And I went into recording this thinking I was going to be like, no, it's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking I remembered Are You Afraid of the Dark was better, but I don't know.
I think they're
memorable.
Two different things.
And,
I think they're going for different, they're going for like totally different things. I think Are You Afraid of the Dark is definitely going for a campfire story kind of stuff.
Okay.
I mean, literally, because they're in front of a campfire. But, like, this is supposed to be, like, I don't know, like, drive-in theater kind of stuff where it's like, just don't take it seriously. Like, it's, you know, it's just where it's dime store paperback
right.
novels. Like.
Yeah. And watching the show, it honestly took me back to another children's horror thing that I'm a really big fan of that I've probably talked about a bunch of times, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Like, it had that kind
right.
of goofy vibe to
it. I was actually going
to
bring that up, too. I haven't watched... I've been watching these, like retrospective videos. This guy goes back and watches horror movies and horror stuff, and he's just, like, talking about, like, themes and stuff in it.
Mm.
And he brings up Courage. He does an episode on The Haunted Mask, actually, which made me, like, spark my interest in rewatching this.
Yeah.
But he also did one on Courage.
Nice.
I'll send you a link to it if you want.
But, yeah, like, totally.
It's definitely reopened, because Courage kind of upset me when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a little too surreal for me.
Yeah, it was very real. Like, it made you feel, like, real, like...
Like, the animation.
Doom, honestly. Like,
yeah. Like, I remember that one...
Just despair.
There was, like, that really bad 3D animation, like, ghost guy.
Oh, yeah.
That really, like, that one really
when
upset me.
It was, like, the... It was, like, a almost like a fetus in a womb or something, and it was, like... Yeah, it was, like, it just whispers, you're not perfect.
Yeah.
And it's, like, oh my holy God. Shit.
Right, because, like, that show's, like, all about, like, insecurities and, like, oh, my God.
It's so Lynchian, honestly. Like, that's...
I mean, I can see it now, like... But, like, as a kid, I had no idea what the fuck was happening. Like, like, I watched the fuck out of it, but I was also, like, really upset by it. I wasn't, like, having... I didn't have the fun I did when I was watching, like, Goosebumps.
Yeah.
But, man, I gotta go back and... I gotta see if that's, like, on something, because I need to...
I know it was on Netflix for a while. I don't know if it still is. And then they only had, like, the newer episodes, like, when it came back for a little bit.
Oh, really? I didn't even know it came back.
Yeah, it came back for, like, a hot second. But, they weren't as good to me as the childhood ones.
Right.
But, no, I love that show. And, like, just, like, that goofiness that mixes in with it, I think, is why I think I watched Goosebumps before I watched Courage. And so now going back and watching Goosebumps, I'm, like, really appreciative of that.
Right.
And it's weird coming from a person who we talked extensively last month and throughout this, or last year and throughout this podcast, that, like, not... the hugest horror fan ever, but like I also realize I enjoy a lot of the horror stuff I watch when I watch it. And growing up, I was probably a way bigger horror fan than I would have like realized, because I liked watching all these kids shows.
Well, you hate Halloween. I mean, that's on record as you hate the holiday of Halloween.
No, I love Halloween.
No, I mean, you've been on record as saying you hate Halloween and you're a hater.
I would never say that.
Devin, I don't know. You're on the record.
Run the tapes.
Run the jewels. I'm right.
Nope.
But anyway,
I love Halloween. I'm not a huge fan of slasher movies. But
you're wrong, and that's fine.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not taking it into my heart because I enjoy all these other horror things. Like I used to go see like Saw in movie theaters, and like
yeah,
and that was like I don't know. And then I saw like The Messengers, and like
Messengers.
It was the one.
I don't remember that one.
I'm going to describe it, but it just sounds like every horror movie ever.
There's a ghost in it.
This family moves to this house, and the kid starts talking to ghosts, and then this old murder gets discovered, and then everybody gets
murdered.
Yeah, it does
sound murdered. Like literally every movie.
Yeah.
Every ghost movie. I feel like I heard that name before, though.
I think that the chick who was in it, I might be remembering this wrong, but I think it was the same chick that was in When a Stranger Calls remake, but...
Okay, I think I know the face, but I can't... I remember the poster for that movie.
Or no, was it actually Kristen Stewart in The Messengers?
I don't know. Look it up.
Look it up now.
I'll talk about House with a Clock in its Walls right now, because that movie fucking ruled.
Really? It was really good?
I loved it. I mean, talking about kid horror, like...
Jack Black, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, I think there's, like, it's Eli Roth. He did Hostel and Cabin Fever.
Okay, shit. So I didn't know he did that and Goosebumps with Jack Black.
He didn't do Goosebumps.
Oh, I thought you said he did do Goosebumps.
Jack Black did Goosebumps, but he didn't do Goosebumps. I don't even know the guy who did Goosebumps.
Okay.
It was some random guy. Which I did like the Goosebumps movie. I guess we haven't talked about that either. I did like that one. I think it was a lot more fun than it had any right to be.
Yeah.
I wish there's part of me that wishes they were going a little bit more all out on the monsters in that movie.
Did they do like all the classics from the books?
They didn't have the Haunted Mask.
No.
But they had the Blob. They had the giant praying mantis.
They had the pumpkin,
the
right?
The werewolves. Well, the jack-o'-lanterns.
Jack-o'-lantern, dude.
That was another favorite of mine when I was a kid.
Mm.
Because it involved giant pumpkins, Halloween, and aliens. And I was like, hell yeah. But no, I don't believe they were in there. I mean, there was like, there's lots of big crowd shots where you could probably see stuff. It's Slappy. Slappy's like the main, like he's like the figurehead of the whole thing. Like he's going to be the villain in this one again.
Okay.
Which I'm actually kind of interested to see what this one does because I did really like the first one. Mm. But it's interesting to have like Jack Black play R.L. Stein and like the whole thing of like
all of his books are real. Okay.
And he has to lock him up because once the book opens, it unleashes the monster itself. Huh.
That's kind of like meta because it's like mm-hmm. kind of the Blob story a little bit.
In The Blob That Ate Everybody?
Yeah, wasn't the kid writing the story about the Blob?
No, there's a different one. That's there's a typewriter one. Oh, no, that is The Blob That Ate Everybody.
Yeah, because then at the end...
Oh, I'm thinking Monster Blood. I was talking about Monster Blood last time.
Okay.
Monster Blood, because they're similar. They're very, very similar, actually. But yeah, no, the Blob That Ate Everybody... Yeah, there's no typewriter or anything, I don't think, in that.
I think he's just writing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the movie, I mean, like...
Oh, in the movie, Because
I think, like, the Blob is just, like, a plot device of being, like, you know, lowering
there's
somebody down
monster,
into something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And it's fun. And I'm hoping the kind of double down on the monsters in
honestly,
this one.
Honestly, I'll watch it if I see it come up on a streaming service.
No. I have it on Blu-ray if you want to borrow it.
I don't have a Blu-ray player.
Get your shit together. How are you playing Spider-Man?
On my brother's PS4.
You can play it on that. Watch it on that.
But then I'd have to watch it in my brother's house. Or take his PS4.
Do both.
Which I actually did today to play Spider-Man. So.
Yeah, there you go.
And plus, I can't watch Goosebumps because I'm busy playing Spider-Man.
Well, if you ever want to come over and watch Goosebumps, I'm down.
Did we talk about this last year, how many superheroes there are named after spooky things? Why is that?
I don't remember.
Spooky Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Batman.
Yeah, bats are spooky, I guess.
Black Cat.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, okay.
Jack-O-Lantern Lady.
Green Goblin.
I made up.
Jack-O-Lantern Lady.
I made that up. Ghost Boy.
Venom.
Venom.
Now I'm trying to think of more.
Scarecrow.
Yeah, well, I guess if you're going with Batman villains, like, it's like all of them, Mad Hatter, fucking, like, Joker.
Yeah,
I don't know. I got go see A House of the Clock in the Wall. It's walls. It was really fun. I kind of just, like skipped over that part. But
yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. There's some very Eli Roth-y stuff in there that I could do without, like, a lot of poop jokes that don't need to be in there because it's Eli Roth. But I think it's... Might be my favorite Eli Roth movie.
I'll definitely check it out. I was definitely interested in that because I love Jack Black. So,
mm-hmm. And Kate Blanchett rules in that movie, and Kyle MacLachlan's in it.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. He's a bad guy.
That's a seal.
Yeah, and he's in the movie in a way I didn't expect him to be that I enjoyed way more. He's under a bunch of makeup. He's like a zombie kind of thing, and it's fucking great.
I love him so much.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. I'll definitely go see that again.
I've been, like, so maybe I found, like, an arc for our show a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
It's, like, changing someone's mind into liking someone something that they didn't think they liked before.
Wasn't that the whole premise of the show originally?
Exactly.
Until we changed it to something way more concise.
But I think I'm, like, might be coming around on, like, horror and stuff. Like, because I've been watching some horror, like, independently. Like, I watched The Witch, finally, the other day.
Oh, you watched The VV Itch?
Yeah, The VV Itch. That was a good fucking movie.
You like that one?
I liked it.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah, it was super intense, and it was, like, cool to see, like, a classic, like, witch story, right. Like,
it's not even, like, a
super intense
straight horror movie. It's, like, a family drama that's just really, really intense. Also, there's a witch.
It's, like, cryptozoology.
Right.
Almost.
And Black Phillip is, like, one of the best all-time screen villains ever.
Yeah.
Like.
That was awesome. And then, like, a couple days later, my mom went to Colonial Williamsburg, and she sat through some witch trials where they, like, made the audience, like,
cool.
Vote on if they thought the person was a witch
so
or
cool.
Not. Yeah, I was like, that sounds pretty sweet. And she said she voted one lady a witch because she couldn't recite the Lord's Prayer. I was like, Jesus, Mom. Maybe she never heard of Christianity.
And you just said the Lord's name in vain, so you're probably a witch, too.
I have...
Sorry, warlock.
And I also don't know the Lord's Prayer, so...
I used to.
I know, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Bless us, our Lord, and these are sins.
The only time I ever knew it was because of Boondock Saints.
Well, I had to learn it for, because I went to Catholic school till I was in fifth grade.
Spooky.
So I always was. Yes, getting boners in a church is very spooky.
It is
when you have to like push it down to hide it, like
Child's Play 5.
Oh, don't go there.
Oh, you went somewhere else. Sorry. It was just recent Pennsylvania news. It is scary to have a boner anywhere you are and not hide it.
Depends on
not anywhere. Well, if you're in
just
a place...
Just ask my girlfriend.
In a place where you don't want your boner to be seen, we'll say. It's very scary to have someone see your boner.
Do you want to do... do you want to close this out with a spooky boner rap?
I think we did took care of the rap.
You want to end on a high point?
Yeah, I think we took care of the
I like that your high
segment.
Point is that we ended on the right beat.
Well, also...
It wasn't that it was good. It was...
Also, you picked up the hook. You started doing a hook right when the beat dropped also over just the sample.
Mm-hmm.
And the beat dropped and you like started doing that spooky boy shit.
Yeah, I know rap. Pretty good at it.
That was pretty good.
All right, well, I guess, we'll just end it there. We'll be back next week with a normal episode, quote-unquote normal.
Yeah.
What is normal, right? The new normal. Hashtag the new normal.
Hashtag
plums, please, or prunes. What was it?
Hashtag Eminem.
Proof prunes.
As Cletus Cassidy's carnage. In...
I swear to God, it wouldn't surprise me if they did that. It wouldn't surprise me in a second. They'd be like, well, everybody's asking for Eminem to return to film after 8 Mile, you know, that came out in 2004.
Isn't it supposed to be Woody Harrelson? It's Cletus Cassidy.
I did hear something that he was supposed to be in this, but literally I haven't heard anything about him being in it since.
I want that Skarsgård kid. Bill.
It?
I think Bill.
Yeah, like it?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's better than that. He's far better than that.
I don't know.
Carnage is such a bad character. I don't understand why. Like, I can get my head around Venom.
He could make him a cool character.
But there's no character. He's just a serial killer, and that's it.
Yeah, that's scary as fuck. He always plays a good spooky motherfucker, like on Castle Rock.
Right, but he's better than that. He's better than having a no-dimensional character. All right, let's just get out of here. We can have this argument off.
I'm quitting the podcast.
Off screen. That's fine.
We're not back next week.
All right.
Just kidding. Listen.
Yeah, we'll be back in another 6 months.
Shout out to Sammy G.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end.
Sammy G?
That's the end.
Who's Sammy G?
It's the end.
Okay. Bye. See you guys next
week. Samwise Gamgee.